She sat cross-legged on the sand, its warmth seeping through her linen garments. Cool air blew over the lip of the dune, ruffling the hood of her dark brown cloak. She reached up and grabbed the edge to prevent it from blowing back onto her shoulders, yet not so much that it obstructed the view of her flock below. Surrounded on all sides by a high ridge, globes of light twinkled in the sand below. She looked down on her section, occasionally glancing left and right at the other figures who sat on the ledge in the same manner as she, robed shapes holding dark staffs scattered with glowing gold and crimson runes of light that pulsed in time with the breezes coming off the dark desert beyond. A hissing noise sounded from behind her. She stood and turned, waiting as a bright white light materialized into the shape of a doorway, and two figures emerged.
Vav.
She bowed low, one arm sweeping behind her and the other, the hand holding the staff, extending forward so that the staff lay flat against the ground. The old man cleared his throat and smoothed his beard.
Aleph?
She stood and grinned.
It's good to see you again. You visit so rarely.
There's not much reason to visit, girl. You have a boring job.
I disagree.
Her eyes flicked to the person standing behind the old man.
I don't like it when you bring others with you.
Why's that?
Because you often leave them behind when you depart.
The old man chuckled.
Now, don't be like that, Aleph. I've brought you some very interesting characters over the years to keep you company.
Something tells me that isn't the case this time.
You always say that.
She shrugged and pretended to be interested in smoothing the folds of her outer robe.
This is Cooper.
I thought so.
Don't frown.
She shook her head.
I don't have time for babysitting, Vav.
The old man winced. Aleph tilted her head, the hint of a smile tugging at the corner of her mouth.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You said I could call you that.
I know.
Her voice became deep, impersonating the old man.
You don't like hearing it.
It's fine.
The words came out in a sigh.
Good.
He walked to the edge, linked his arms behind him, and looked down at the globes.
They look healthy?
Smooth sailing, mostly.
He turned and smiled.
Good. I want you to show Cooper what it is that you do here.
Aleph groaned and covered her face with one hand.
Please.
She groaned again, and the old man laughed.
Why must we always do this dance?
I don't have the time or the patience.
You don't have the time?
She squinted and stuck out her tongue.
You're cute.
Aleph giggled.
Don't start sweet-talking me, old one.
He laughed.
I ask, you grumble, then I sweet-talk, and you finally agree.
He shrugged.
It felt as if we were at that part of our dance.
Fine.
She crossed her arms and tried to look serious.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
For a price.
The old man's eyes widened.
What do you want?
Same as last time.
Same as?
He scowled and looked at Cooper. After a pause, he extended his hand.
Okay, girl. Same as last time.
And he can't speak.
She took the old man's hand and tried to pump it up and down, but frowned when he tightened his grip and held still.
That's not gonna work.
Come on, she pouted. I'm being very generous. Throw me a little bone here.
The old man shook her hand.
He speaks.
She glanced at Cooper and shook her head.
Okay. He doesn't look too chatty anyway.
He used to be, but he hasn't said much lately.
The old man shrugged.
That can't last forever. Him talking more is part of what I expect you to help with.
I remember being happy to see you when you first appeared, but that feeling is fading fast.
The old man chuckled and pulled her close. She laughed and hugged him tight.
I suppose you will visit more while Cooper is with me?
Most likely.
Olive's grin broadened.
Then it's not such a bad deal for me after all.
The old man patted her on the shoulder and turned to face Cooper.
Olive will show you around.
Okay,
Cooper mumbled.
I'll be back in a bit.